gentlemen, the out. Also, Election Day, 2020 for the presidency, or as Joe Biden would like to say, so good to be back here. Uncle Kevin's riding shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin. How's it going?
Good morning. It's going great. It's another great day in America. I'm excited about being here. I am excited about Donald Trump getting reelected. I'm excited about not having to do the radio show from the hall closet. I'm excited about
if Biden wins, we'll be doing it from the bunker in the, underground.
We'll be doing it from Russia. We'll have to move to Russia.
Yeah, we'll go to Russia.
They're going to come after us.
That's exaggeration, but not by much.
Not by much. No, they've said they're coming after us.
James McCanney's going to be here, and there's very few people I think I'd rather have on Election Day here than James McCanney. He, of course, did a seminal work on the last election, analyzing the voter patterns, what have you. We're going to look at some of the things to be aware of today and the next week. I mean, this is going to go on for probably a week, probably. Hopefully not.
Hopefully Trump can cut it off after two. I think I've heard 3 days. 3 days has been mentioned two or three times. I don't know exactly if that's lawful.
If you can't have a winner after 3 days,
yes, forget about it.
Good, then forget about it. Exactly.
Yeah.
The other thing, we want to hear from you. This is Election Day. It's a big day. What are your concerns? What are your hopes? What are your dreams? What are things you're excited about? What are the things that, whatever? Like to hear your perspective on this. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Please do not wait to the end of the broadcast to call in. Call in throughout. We'll get you right in, no matter what we're doing. We want to hear from you. It's been a while since I've been on. Of course, we've had our baby, our little child, and everything's going super well. My aunt asked me, "Oh, so you're catching up on your sleep?" No, I'm not catching up on your sleep.
What are you talking about, lady?
Sleep with a little baby. Are you crazy?
That's what the powerhouse is for, so he can go out and sleep.
Yeah, you don't catch up on your sleep with a little baby. I mean, so if it's, you know what? Anyway, things are going very well. Thank you for all the very nice sentiments. It's been very touching. Today's probably not the day. Maybe tomorrow, the next day, I'll tell you the story about the hospital, how that went, what that all deal was about. Pretty interesting, ladies and gentlemen. They're pretty concerned about having their thumb on you. And it goes all through the medical community and government and what have you. It's pretty, if you haven't faced it, then you don't understand it. But anyway, we'll talk about that another day. Today is pretty much, for the most part, going to be all about elections, and James McCanney will be here in a little bit. Let's get to the news right off. Somebody thinks that Trump is going to win. How much so? The biggest bet in the history of Las Vegas, just for a president, just came in. $5 million on Donald John Trump to defeat Joe Biden. So somebody believes that Donald Trump is going to win to the tune of $5 million. Is he right? I don't know. We'll see here in a second.
I believe he's right. I wish I had some of that.
Well, I know you got the Trump watch and the poster and the whole thing in your.
Do. I'm invested.
Well, I think we're all invested, Kev. I think we're all invested. I think we're all invested here. Trump signs executive order for 1776 commission. This is
huge.
Not the biggest story of the day, but it is darn close. Massive. Why don't you tell what does this mean, Kev? What does this mean, and what does it mean to you?
Well, this is going to stop all that toxic propaganda that's filtering it, that teachers are teaching in American history. He's going to stop that and teach people about America, the greatness of our founders, the greatness of America, what we've been able to do. And without freedom, all these inventions wouldn't be invented.
We got a caller, Eddie. Eddie, hold on 1 second. Let me just finish this news story. We'll get right to you. Anybody else who wants to call, 844-769-2944. This, you remember the 1619 project where the people said America started when black slaves came over, which is asinine.
Yes, I do. But stupid, anyway, okay. Ridiculous.
So he says we're going to have the 1776 commission. I love it. Let me quote part of his executive order and listen to this. We will state the truth in full without apology. We declare that the United States of America is the most just and exceptional nation ever to exist on earth. This radicalized view of American history lacks perspective, obscures virtues, twists motives, ignores or distorts facts, and magnifies flaws, resulting in the truth being concealed and history disfigured. My God, this is, I mean, this reads
it's amazing. And he should,
will dissolve the civic bonds that tie us together and destroy our country. The initiative will seek to aid, quote, a rising generation to understand the history and principles of the founding of the United States in 1776, specifically the Declaration of Independence. I've said this many times. I will say it many more. I believe it more every day. It is clearer to me. The greatest moment in recorded mankind history outside of the creation, some of the Bible events, specifically our Messiah, specifically the life and death of our Messiah, is the Declaration of Independence, is that we put it on the line. And whatever shortcomings or whatever you want to talk about, I don't care. I really don't.
Yeah.
If that means that you are not going to talk about the Declaration of Independence, you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. And that's what they've sought to do, because they think this and that and whatever, as misguided as some of these perceptions has been, now we got to throw away our whole history. This is the greatest moment basically in recorded history, barring just a few occurrences. And we're going to dissolve it or throw it away or poo-poo it. Are we insane? This is ridiculous. This is massive. You, of all the things I've talked about, Donald Trump and blah, 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 and there's many reservations I have. I'm sure that you have, ladies and gentlemen. Some people, like my uncle, are driving the bandwagon. Some are reserved. This is what I love about Donald Trump. I will stand on the pulpit and scream about this. This is unbelievable that in the face of all this, he issues an executive order with this type of language, and this is, whoa.
Yeah,
this is big.
It's over the top. It's big. Big time. Big
this
time.
Is big.
The one thing I wish he would have added to it, anybody teaching that commie crap sex education, you could have 48 different genders, it gets 10 years in jail. That's the only thing I wish that's the only thing I wish he would have added, so they'd have some sort of deterrent to it, because you know they're going to still teach it.
Well, let's get to our caller, and we'll go on some more. Eddie in Missouri, so glad to hear from you. Eddie in Missouri, you're live on the air. What's on your mind, Eddie?
I wanted to tell you, my wife went up to vote, and they said she had already voted. Believe that
what?
Or not.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
So she had to fill out this thing and turn it in.
Where you at?
Yep. Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Eddie, you got to tell us the whole story, buddy. This is big. Go ahead. Tell it. What happened?
Okay. She went up to vote, and she got up there, and they said, we're sorry, you've already voted. And she said, no, I didn't. And they said, well, did you get a mail-in ballot stuff? And she said, we got all kinds of junk. We did not send anything in. So they said, okay, you got to fill out this thing, and we will let you know if it counts in 2 weeks.
Whoa.
What? Eddie, nonsense that.
This is a big story, Eddie. Did she notice that other people are having the same experience, or, you know, she probably didn't? I don't know. What?
She didn't say about anybody else, and I'm just getting ready to go up to vote, so I haven't done it yet. She had to leave early, so she went to do it by earlier, so that we could get it done.
And, what is your perception?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What is your perception about the legitimacy of some, concerns about fraud and stealing votes? Between 1 and 10, what's your level of concern?
Well, about 10.5. I'm sure that there's something fishy about it, and I'd like to know how this vote that she didn't make, who would she supposedly voted for? Which I'm pretty sure we know.
Well, did they tell her who she voted for? Or who they said she voted for?
No, no. They wouldn't say.
I don't see why they couldn't look it up.
I'm sure they could look it up. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if they'd give her that information, though.
You know, as I look at this, I don't know how you feel, Eddie. I think Trump, if this was everything was on the level, I think this would be an absolute landslide. I believe that 1,000%.
Yeah, the biggest in history.
But I have these caveats about stories like this. Pennsylvania, now the court cases in some of these states, they're saying that they can count a mail-in ballot that came even 7 days after with no postmark and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, are you for real? Please keep us in the loop. Maybe tomorrow, if you find out more or your experience or what have you, let me know tomorrow. Let us know. Give us a call again. I want to keep, this is a big story.
Yeah, follow up. Good follow up.
This is a big deal. Maybe give your phone number to Todd and, let's keep up with this. I want to see how this resolves here. This is the kind of thing I'm afraid of. The mail-in ballots have been so over the top that I know darn well 100 million people didn't call the election office and request a ballot. There's no way.
They're unsolicited. That should be illegal.
Any other thing you want to say, Eddie, before we let you go, buddy?
I love to hear you. You do a fantastic job. We appreciate you more than we can possibly imagine. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
That means a lot. I mean, I've had a lot of time to reflect on a lot of things. Obviously, you're sitting there with a baby and, you know, you got a lot of time to think. And, I'm here because of, you know, as you know, because of Joyce asked me, but that's gone now to this point. It's been 3-4 years. I'm here now because of you. I don't get paid for this. I'm here because of you. And I feel a connection to you. I feel your support. I feel your desires, your fears, everything. These are the same things I share with my family. And we're moving, we're going forward. It means a lot. Thank you for calling, Eddie. Thank you so much. Christine in Missouri, let's go right to you. Christine, what is on your mind, Miss Christine?
I just wanted to say mazel tov for your baby. We're excited about that.
And yes.
Here in Kansas, I've lived in Kansas City most all my life. We had a question on the ballot. First of all, Kansas City is in Jackson County, which is named for Andrew Jackson.
Yeah.
The question on the ballot is, do we want to remove the statue of Andrew Jackson that sits in front of the Jackson County Courthouse?
Wow.
And Andrew Jackson, most people know, was responsible for fighting the Federal Reserve, and he's on the Federal Reserve note, which is kind of funny. But anyway, that is the question on our ballot. So are they going to change the name of Jackson County? Are they going to take it off of the courthouse building? It's crazy.
There are a lot of Jackson counties and a lot of Jacksons, Mississippi, Jackson, Missouri, Jackson County. A
lot of statues around.
A lot of statues of Andrew Jackson. What are your thoughts? I mean, obviously, I can kind of tell, but what are your thoughts on this?
Andrew Jackson was one of our best presidents, and his statue should remain there.
I agree.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Christine. Go ahead. I missed that.
Okay, that's all I have to say. Yeah, that's it.
Well, you have a great day.
Great day, Christine. Thank you so much for sharing. You know, one of the things that subtle that Donald Trump kind of did, or his administration, that nobody talks about, and I know why he wasn't overt about this. They were going to replace Obama put in action to have a $20 Harriet Tubman bill. Now, that's fine. You want to have a Harriet Tubman bill. But they were going to use it, and they were going to replace Andrew Jackson with that. They were going to get rid of Andrew Jackson and put Harriet Tubman. So they're going to get rid of Andrew Jackson. And as you have noticed, that has not happened. And that is that's another thing that Trump has done. Andrew Jackson stood up and said, "You are a den of vipers. I will never give in to you," on his deathbed.
Right. On his deathbed. Ladies, that was his proudest moment.
On his deathbed, it is said to be his last words were of the central bank, and his dying grasp said, "I beat the banks."
That's right. He could have talked about what was your greatest moment? You know, winning the
Battle
war?
Of New Orleans?
The Battle of New Orleans. Nope, it wasn't. It was beating the banks.
Well, we can see that now in the control they have,
and they have
also impeached them. And you can see.
Yeah, Alexander Hamilton. We're not big fans of Alexander Hamilton. He was all about the national bank.
Well, Jefferson wasn't either.
Yeah,
Thomas Jefferson.
Aaron Burr didn't kill him fast enough.
That's a long story too. It's pretty interesting one.
Yeah.
Trump. Here's something. I think one of the biggest stories of the day. Obviously, we heavily lean towards Donald Trump here on the show. I mean, you know that, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't lean. I'm all the way over on his side.
Well, I am too, but we try to be somewhat balanced with some of these news. I've tried to look. I've watched more TV in the last month than I've watched in the last 2 years. I mean, that's probably accurate, really. I hardly ever watch Fox, MSNBC, all these. I've watched more of it, and I can tell you this: I understand why America's confused if they watch any of these shows. I mean, you can watch CNN, MSNBC, Fox, and by the time you get done watching it, you don't know which end is up. I'm for real.
It's all propaganda.
I understand that. Do what?
It's all propaganda. Obama in 2013 signed that executive order saying that you can.
It's legal.
It's legal to put propaganda on our TV for all the
years. And
it
doesn't matter if it's Fox or CNN.
It doesn't.
They both have propaganda.
They do. And it's 95% propaganda on Fox now. You know, Tucker Carlson's pretty good. Hannity's so-so, you know.
I've tried to be try to look at this a little back away for a little bit. You know, imagine I'm up above looking down. I am blown away, and I can unequivocally say this with this isn't a biased statement. This is just an honest observation. Trump is the greatest political closer I've ever seen in my life.
Oh,
he
by
is
far
the greatest closer I have ever seen.
And if 14, he gets another. If he gets another 4 years.
14 rallies in 3 days.
Yeah.
I could not do what he's done. He's 74 years old or something.
Yeah, 74.
74 years old?
Yeah, 74.
And he's at these rallies, and the people there.
Love
I've noticed at these rallies some of the things, some of the observations I had. The one, they kind of all blend together, but they were asking, they were putting a microphone in front of a lot of the faces. And these people, it wasn't like 4 years ago where they were talking about, you know, we're sick of the establishment, drain the swamp. They weren't saying that anymore. And I found it exhilarating and fascinating all at the same time. They said, freedom. We are here for freedom. And I literally got the hair
chills
on the back
down your back.
And
yeah, chills down your back. Me too.
I literally got chills down my back.
Yep, I sure
These
did.
These people are ready to run through a wall.
Yep, they are.
To get Donald Trump elected, but vis-a-vis, really, they're there for freedom, to an alternative to what's being presented. Of course, Joe Biden had to have made the worst debate mistake I've ever seen. By talking telling the truth.
Yeah, right in Pennsylvania. Let's get rid of fracking in the oil business, you know?
It's got to be the great. And
yeah.
Up until that point, to be honest, I really thought Trump did not do that great a job of framing this.
He didn't. He missed so many opportunities. He missed so many opportunities. He could have destroyed those two. I'll tell you what you've been doing, Joe, while you were in the office. You've been sending 70,000 factories overseas. That's what you and Obama and the Democrats have been doing. You have got rid of 5 to 7 million jobs. That's what you and the Democrats have been doing. Boy, he could have destroyed him if he said that.
Well, that, I don't mean just the debate. I mean, for America, kind of the ads and things, he has not framed this well.
No,
you know,
he hasn't.
Because Biden is all about COVID, COVID, COVID. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump has done a terrible job with COVID, and I'm going to solve COVID. Okay, Donald Trump should have spent, I don't know what percentage of his, but I don't know what his budget was. He should have spent 5 to 10%. The only ads about, I was the first one to stop the traffic from China. I stopped it because that's where the disease was, or the virus, or whatever. I stopped the airplanes, and when I did, Joe Biden said I was racist for doing it. Don't lecture me about what you would do. You are a fraud. You are a liar. You're just sitting here on a back. You're being a backseat driver. I was there on the front lines doing something, and all you did was stand back and call me a racist because I wouldn't let airlines from China. Oh, by the way, that you were getting money from you and Hunter were getting money from.
I forgot to tell you about that, Donald.
Yeah. So I think he did a poor job. He had the hammer on this.
He did. Yeah,
called me racist for acting on this.
Mm-hmm.
You called me racist.
He should have pounded that. Yeah, there's a lot of things he missed opportunities, you know?
I think if he loses, I don't think he's losing.
I don't think he's going to lose, no.
But if he does lose, it'll be because of fraud and because of that fact right there. Mm-hmm. To me, it'll be fraud. Fraud and the fact that a certain percentage of people believe Joe Biden.
When Kamala and him kicked off his tour, not one person showed up.
Did you see him this morning?
I didn't. What did he do this morning?
Okay. He was talking this morning. I turned on TV pretty early, and he was talking right before the election. There must have been 20 people there. 20 people. No joke. Yeah. 20 people. It's crazy. There's the music. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Power Hour. I am personally so glad to be here. I know Uncle Kevin is. Thank you for joining us. Stay tuned. More.
Great to be here.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
One of our listeners wrote a letter, and I wanted to read part of it. It said, Dear Daniel, thank you so much for all of your service to our country. I always look forward to your show. God bless you. Very nice. Thank you. Our country is in the midst of a culture war. No question about it. We have violence in the streets and threats of more violence. There are a lot of people running for office this election who have no respect for God or the people they rule over. I'm going to skip part of this, but I think we're going to put this up on the news so people can see that. The Bible says we are in a spiritual battle, Ephesians 6:12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. That's an interesting translation. I think it's a good translation of it. God lovingly created a marvelous universe, a beautiful earth, mankind, and every living thing. God loves us so much. He provided food, opportunities, and many good things as gifts to people. God was the inspiration provider at the founding of our country. Many of the problems we have now are new and more complex than they were back then. God's help is still needed for us to carry on. I'm skipping a little bit of this, but this is a fantastic letter. I want to thank you for sending it, listener. When I hear some people in the alternative media quote a Bible verse, I think that is good, that they are God-respecting person. Some say God bless at the end of the show. That is a nice salutation. We need more than that. We need to be right with God so that we can be in the position to pray for our country and world. This is a great, I think this is a great observation. The people who know God need to intercede for our country and the world. Humbly ask God to intervene in our government to let his will be done. Cause all people to turn to God and live moral lives. Cause good to prevail over evil. This message is important. Please post this or pass it on to those on your email list. I thought it was a very touching letter. Catherine, make sure we put it in the news or the email blast so people can read it. You know, you may find some inspiration from it. You may not. It may offend you. You know, then just turn the page. But I wanted to read it and thank him for sending it. I thought it moved me anyway. I'll say that. We have James McKinney. He's on hold. James, are you there?
I certainly am, Daniel.
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay. James McKinney, of course, is a tier one scientist. He is a great friend of the show. I'm not allowed to say that you're my favorite guest anymore, James. I got reprimanded for that.
I can say that, though. You're my favorite guest, James.
Yeah, but he's Kevin. You're not my favorite, but you're Kevin's favorite.
I'm somebody's favorite guest. That's
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I love listening to you.
There's very few people I'd rather have on today, Election Day, than James McKinney. JMCCSCI.com is his website. JMCCSCI.com, JamesMcKinneyScience.com. Just a treasure trove of information and a source, and we are so glad to have him on. James, welcome on this very special day.
It certainly is. I mean, this is a historical day, and the future of the country and the world rests on this election today. And I just presented an update to my 2016 voter cheating paper and voter fraud. It's rampant in the United States, and people, I think they don't like to think about it. The president gets reprimanded by the media when he even mentions it, but the end result is that there's two forces at work here. You have people like Judicial Watch, who actually went into big metro areas and had forced them by court to cleanse their voter rolls that go back decades for people that don't even live there anymore. And that was a big source of cheating in the 2016 election, giving Hillary Clinton 17 million illegal votes. And this time they wanted to open the floodgates with vote harvesting and mail-in votes and, you know, in key states, especially like Pennsylvania. I heard that the attorney general already called the election this morning before anybody even started voting.
Yeah, he tweeted it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but my point is that we have dozens and dozens of major factors in this election that we've never, ever had before in an election. And a lot of that is on purpose and design to throw the public into this mass chaos. And out of the chaos, the Democrats are hoping to pull out a win here at the Congress, the Senate, the House of Representatives, and the presidency. So, I mean, it's really a kind of a mess out there, and literally nobody is really making any predictions on either side.
Let me step in before we get too further. We're going to go down this rabbit hole as far as we can anyway. We're having kind of a very informal show today. You can call in at any time and say whatever you want. 844-769-2944. You know, we'll just stop. James and I will stop and we'll just take your call. 844-769-2944. I know we got Randy. Just stay there 1 second, Randy. We'll get right to you. Eddie from Missouri called about 20 minutes ago or so, James. I don't know if you were listening. He said he was about to go to vote. His wife went early. She goes to, this is in Kansas City, Missouri. She goes to the polling place. She goes to vote. She, you know, I guess she shows her ID, whatever they require there in Kansas City. And the lady tells her, oh, you can't vote. You already voted. And I was like, wow. Wow.
Yep. That's happening all over the place.
How big a, well, maybe we should wait to kind of get into some of the fraud thing. I don't know. I mean, right off the bat, one of our listeners, boom, it's already happened this morning. Your level of concern about fraud, I'll ask the same thing I asked him. Between 1 and 10, what's your level of concern of fraud for this election?
Well, 10 being that fraud is extremely bad, it's a 10. I would say 11. never.
God.
I possibly 15. Never has there been, they had 4 years of preparing for this voter, you know, they were going door to door, you know, the get out and vote program was to go door to door, literally in every major city and metropolitan and down to the smallest town, go door to door and knock on the door. Hello, have you registered to vote? And what they're looking for is people who didn't live there or that don't live there anymore. And those people then are voting. I have two states where I lived in the past 10 years long enough to be at least on voter rolls, you know, or registered enough to where I'd be there. But they go to that door, and when they realize that person isn't there, then they fake send out the ballot to that person, fill it out, and send it in. And so there are people in this country who might be voting 20 times or 10 times or 3 times for Joe Biden because of this type of voter harvesting and fraud.
Lieutenant General McHenry, I think it was, he was on Dave Janda I think he's been out there talking about the hammer program, the computer program where they're taking these votes and also, you know, manipulating the vote totals. Do you know anything about that?
Well, you mean at the voting machines or?
Yes, the voting machines. Yes. Where they tabulate
absolutely.
Well, where they tabulate it, you know, like all the counties or all the polling places in the county, they'll come to one central location. Then that central location will put into computer into like a state something or whatever. So this hammer program comes in and hacks in and manipulates that. That's what I think that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, in 2016, I did my post-election analysis on actual voter numbers. And the other thing we had was the Jill Stein recount in three states. It was Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. And so what we realized is that there were like over 900 precincts in Detroit alone that could not be recounted because the boxes had been tampered with. There's a certain like very sealing tape that they put over election boxes of the votes when they put them in a ballot in these boxes for storage. And that tape, if you tear it off the box, it can't be replaced. It's very clear that the box has been tampered with. All 900 precincts in Detroit have been tampered with. And, you know, this is what we learned. And I was shocked because pre-election, I did an analysis. I said the top 10 ways to cheat to win a presidential election. And this was manipulating to change the votes locally, et cetera, and also in the Electoral College. And I was amazed that there's little old ladies and little old men at the local precinct who have been cheating for years. This is what they do. And it's all over the country. So, you know, you go in there, and I've had it too, where I went in to vote. This was on a local election about a school issue, but I was known to be a protagonist against the school putting all this money into a new school system. So anyway, I went in to vote, and the lady said, oh, you're not here. You're not on the ballot. And I said, well, you're looking on the wrong page. I got eyes, you know, she says, well, no, I'm looking here, and you're not here. And so I grabbed the book, and I opened it up, this, like, computer printout. I said, there's my name. And she was shocked that I would do that. Most people would not do that. They'd say, oh, I'm okay. And she was trying to send me to another precinct. And what they do is they send these people from one to the other to the other.
Yeah, just bounce around. Yeah. Wasn't one of the recount, you know, that Jill Stein recount is very important. Wasn't some of the counties, they also couldn't use them because there were more votes in the certain precincts than people lived there or something like that, if I remember?
Oh, yeah. There were all kinds of things like that. And that turned up in Arizona at some local municipality. So there were other checks and balances that went around the country. And then you have transient cities like Las Vegas. I mean, imagine all the people who have moved to Vegas for long enough to be registered at some address, and then they end up they get on the voter rolls. And these people are watching for this constantly. So the level of cheating at this level is amazing. The pendulum, the thing is, the cheating was so rampant that the Republicans actually went in and are starting to descend on these precincts to watch what's going on. In the Florida 2018 election, they kept coming in with boxes of votes after the voting had sent. Oh, here's another box of votes. Here's another box of votes. And Trump actually sent people down there, this is well known, to stop these boxes of votes from coming in, and actually said, okay, we're not going to have any more votes coming in.
We have a caller. Let's go to our caller. See what is on their mind. Whatever they want to say. Randy, I don't know where you're from, Randy, but Randy, welcome to the Power Hour. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, David. Hi, Daniel. It's a wonderful program. I really appreciate all the things that you do, and I'm sent in the letter that you read on the air.
And, oh, very good.
I have a few other thoughts, and I'd like to add them to you. I know that a lot of people have opinions on different political subjects. But it used to be that I would hear people talk about, well, the Bible says this or the Bible says that. And I don't hear that very much anymore. And I personally read the Bible. And I
why do you
like
think that is?
Hear...
Randy, let me interject. Why do you think that is? Ahead. Why don't you hear that?
Well, for a variety of reasons. I think that it's frowned on. I remember years ago people would say things like, oh, well, don't talk about religion or politics. Well, we still talk about politics, but it's frowned on to talk about God in a public forum. And we shouldn't be afraid, but we do. We are. And people are pretty much silenced, and I don't think that that's the right thing. And God's disappointed, and we should stand up and say, I stand for God. I believe in the Bible. I believe that God has worked in my life, and we shouldn't be afraid. But anyway.
Go ahead. Go ahead with your other thoughts. I'd like to hear them.
Yes, okay. Well, so I look at it this way, and the left has been very active in the education system, and they're trying to take God out of schools. They're trying to take God's name off of our currency and many other areas where it's frowned on to make a reference to God. But I just want to make it clear, if a person reads the Bible, God makes it clear that he created the earth and everything in it. He created mankind. He created, he gave us food. He provides shelter and many other blessings. Now, I've been reading through the book of Jeremiah, and God says, you were in Egypt, and I took you by the hand, and I brought you into the land flowing with milk and honey. And he said, I gave you all kinds of good things, and you took those good gifts, and you ignore me. You won't listen to what I say. And then you took those, you took the clothing that I gave to you, and you built up altars to these false gods. You're copying the practices of the countries around you. And he says, God pretty much said, I can't take it anymore. Either you obey me or I'm going to destroy you. And Jeremiah was a prophet to the Israelites, and he did that for many years. And the people refused to listen. So he said, either you obey or I'll send you off as captives. I'll bring the sword in. I'll bring pestilence in. I will send famine in. Most of you will die off, and I'll send a remnant over to
Do you think that's where we are? Rock. Do you think we're that extreme of a moment?
Well, yes and no. God sent them there for 70 years to wipe out that generation and bring a remnant back and to start over. And I see parallels with what's happening in the United States. Now, it's not talked about much, but 800,000 children disappear every year in the United States. I think it's close to 2 million people around the world. So I forget what government website it says this happens, but government statistics, 800,000 people have disappeared. And a lot of them are going to, they're disappearing underground. You don't hear about it much, but there are alternative media that say that there are deep underground military bases and satanic groups are taking these children and sacrificing them. I'm getting a little bit off subject here, but I think that there's a lot of evil going on in this country. But how I can help people the most is to talk about the Bible verses that pertain to what we're doing. Go ahead.
I think one of the, I'm going to have to go here in a second, Randy, but I really appreciate your call and your letter. Catherine's going to send it out to everybody on the email list. One of the most touching verses to me in the whole Bible, one of the most moving verses is, you kind of alluded to it, when God brought the Israelites into the promised land. He says, I brought you in, you lived in houses you didn't build. You ate from vineyards you didn't plant. I mean, the goodness, the mercy, the greatness that was the milk and honey, so to speak, that was bestowed upon the United States of America is parallel to this. I've said it many times. America is more Israel right now than Jerusalem is. I mean, you can call me a heretic, but go ahead, whatever. I don't care. The people who came over were of the Israelite tribes from Western Europe, and they came here to America. And that's kind of the open secret about the United States. And if you follow Deuteronomy 28, if you follow all these things, this is where freedom's battle is. And this is ground zero for the future of mankind here. And the attacks, and that's what I believe. And I really appreciate your comment. I got to run, Randy. Thank you so much. If you got a last thought, last 5 seconds, last thought for you. Anything you want to say?
2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. That's what we need here. And then Romans 13, it says, no government is set up without God's authority. Romans 13:1. So people should look up those verses. So we think that we're powerful and we can change things. God's the one that puts things in, and we need to lean on God and get over our arrogance of thinking that we can control everything, because it's all out of control. There's so many evil people out there that are trying to change things, and it's beyond their ability to reform it.
We're not matching it. We're not matching their spiritual conviction. You know, and I say that they have a spiritual conviction. They're out there. Yes. I mean, Russ Dizdar talks about this all the time. Russ Dizdar, fantastic, his book, Black Awakening, he talks about it all the time. He was on Pastor Butch. Pastor Butch called me yesterday, and we were talking about, Russ Dizdar says that the demonic activity is at a higher level than he has ever seen in his whole life. And he's been doing this 20-plus years, ministering and trying to help people, what have you. He says the demonic activity, the people that are doing things, the spells, the demonic, the whole deal, I don't want to go into it, is higher than he's ever seen. We are not matching their intensity. That's what I see.
Amen.
Hey, God bless you, Randy. Thank you so much for your call.
Ask people to pray, because it's not our power, it's his power.
Absolutely. Amen to that. Please, ladies and gentlemen, whatever prayer means to you, put your energy out that that liberty, truth, all these things can come, and that God's blessing can return to our country, that we can lift these curses, because, you know, in a lot of ways we are cursed. But anyway, let's move on. Randy, thank you so much again. James, we got a few minutes before the break. Any comment on any of that Randy brought up? Do you want to, before we go forward?
Well, absolutely, and I am a person who's very vocal about Christianity and just belief in a creator in general. You don't have to be denominational or Christian even to understand that there is a creator, and inside every person there's a natural law. That's where natural law comes from. It's not something that some ancient Greek wrote on a tablet. This is something that's within every person. And that's where natural law comes from. I have a course program that I developed for science to replace science in schools, because, as Randy was saying, the schools are demonic. I mean, they've been taken over by atheist, communist propaganda, the teachers' unions, and the biggest problem is in science, even mathematics. But science is, when a kid walks into kindergarten, they show them a picture of an ape, and then, the picture of evolution where the ape starts standing up, and at the end, you got man walking. You know, and there's, this is atheist science. and it's being promoted. And what does that tell you? It tells you these kids that they're just a little bit smarter monkey than the ones out there in the jungle. It takes away any individuality. The schools talk about diversity. It's not diversity. It's about making all kids think they're the same. And sustainability is another buzzword that's been taken over by the basically New World Order. But the schools are a pit of evil and just a snake pit. And I know Pastor Butch, I'm on his show a lot too. And we talk about this a lot also, that the level that things are at today are just beyond the pale. They are in the number of people involved and in government. Today we're in an election day and we have people in government who are controlled by pedophilia. That's just the way it is.
You mentioned the word sustainability, and I think of God's sustainability. You can take a watermelon seed, whatever, corn seed. You can take a corn seed that's heirloom seed. You plant it in the ground, a corn grows. You can dry one of the stalks, and now you went from one seed to 100 seeds, just like that. You can eat the rest of the stalk of the corn, and this one of the corn, you can have like 100 seed more. I think it's like 300 seeds. And then that magnifies. Do you see the multiplicity? That's sustainability. That's God's sustainability. That's in each one of us. And this limiting idea, the contracting idea, this is satanic. We have liberty. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Stay tuned. James Canning on their side. So Kevin's still here. Going to get his response. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Power Hour. ThePowerHour.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops. In just a few, fight back against large corporations when you buy from ThePowerMall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.